everybody. Well, this is our Wednesday program, Creation Light Shift Healing. And the date today is May 18th, 2016. So we'll clear this date for you. Here we go, releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll do that one again. A little heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Okay. And let's help you with a situation that you could be dealing with, emotional trauma, pain release, whatever it is. Think of that one issue and releasing that now. Stronger, stronger, and stronger as it leaves you. So look at it. You should feel a little better. And let's do the help enslaved aliens that are trapped here. So let's release them. So help enslaved trapped alien release, count to 100. So if your body jerks or twists or you feel a little funny or something or yawning a lot, that means that they were hitchhiking with you. They're not going to cause you any harm, but they were with you to get released. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There we go. Okay, let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And you may have more than one up. We'll energize those to bring peace energy in. Here comes peace energy for you into your room. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Great. Okay, so let's see if our co-host is out there in BBS Radio Land. Are you ready to go with the microphone, headphones on, and probably got a hat on, and your and whatever you're wearing, ready to go? You've been riding a bike. Who knows? So are you out there, Michelle?
I'm here. I just did my hair today. I'm not really wearing anything fancy, but I do have an awesome collection of hats, but just my hair.
That's great. Yeah, we both broadcast here.
It's a good thing it's just radio. So hello, everybody, and welcome to Wednesday night. We have some really good things coming up this weekend. So we have the Alien Android Hardware Removal Call, and that is going to be Saturday, May 21st is the official date. It's going to start at 10 a.m., and that is Pacific Standard Time. And it's a $30 donation to Ron and the PayPal button on the CLS website, and then, as most of you probably already know, but I'll just go over it again, then you send Ron the receipt saying, here is the payment, and then he sends you the codes before the call. And then the next week, we have another really awesome call, which is really wonderful, and it is the Shackles Enslavement Removal Call. And that's going to be Saturday, May 28th is the official date, and that is 10 a.m., and it's also $30. So same kind of thing where you send your donation in, and then you send Ron the email. And the emails that are active, just in case there are new people who don't know, when you want to send Ron an email, it's creationlightship@yahoo.com. And if you want to send in any kind of a question to the radio show, the email is clsquestions@yahoo.com. So that will go to the radio show host. Whereas if you want to send Ron a personal letter or this donation receipt, that's creationlightship@yahoo.com. Okay, so I don't know if there's anything you want to talk about for just a second, Ron. I'm going to look for an email because I just read that announcement off of an email.
Okay, well, we could do the in and out clearing for people. People like that. So here we go. So what happens is your spirit I would say probably most of the time is not in your body correctly, because of you being startled or something, being out of your body momentarily. You get startled, you feel your body jerk, which is your spirit making a crash landing in you, and it comes in whatever way it can. But once it comes in wrong, it somehow just knows the way it came in from the last time that it left, and it comes in wrong for there on out. So we're going to bring you out of your body just momentarily and put you in properly so your spirit is facing forward. And here we go. Going out and in, out and in, out and in, and we're going in through your legs also, so you're going to have more spirit energy below your waist. So out and in, 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 out and in. And now you're facing forward the right direction, and you should have a lot more energy in your body. So that's you, Michelle.
Okay. Great. So we have a question, and this is to clarify something that I think we were talking about the last couple shows. It's about how there's a clearing called the New Earth Transport Clearing. So anytime you do a clearing, so you do the emotional whole life clearing, and then what you want to do is get the New Earth Transport Clearing, which I believe is just a penny, on the website as well, and it starts out with New Earth as the wording. And then you put in the clearing area, you write emotional, and then that takes that body and puts it on the New Earth as kind of a safekeeping for you. But we have been speaking recently about how you can have that energy come back for us, I believe. So the question, Ron, is what is... it says, collect what is in New Earth Transport with the special healing or the light infusion chamber whole life. So they're wondering, how do we do that? With the special healing or with the light infusion chamber?
Either one would work. There's some people who have already purchased a special healing, so you could use that one. If you haven't purchased one, then I would say probably get the light infusion chamber. And then you just specify that you're bringing all of your energies from your transport. It would be like a bundle, and it will momentarily come back to you to give you an additional healing from what's there. And that's what it's for. So you should get more energy coming back to you instantly once you do that clearing.
Okay.
And what was that? You just put it, just enter it in there, maybe along with your name. The special healing, you say, well, that one already has an indication there of what you may want to have worked with. And light infusion, I believe, has the same. So you just go through that, and you know, it'll reinstate the parts of you, bits and pieces that may not have been with you when you did the clearing initially. So that's why you're doing it. So let's just say you did a clearing 10 years ago, that's just did one clearing. Well, all of a sudden now, with that one clearing, you can reinstate it in you if you've been doing newer clearings, and you can have that whole clearing come back to you, and all the parts of you that you have done maybe with a clearing or two since then will also be integrated into the first one. So you get everything at one time. So you just get like a booster shot of energy because it's your own energy that you're getting back, and that's why you may want to do that. Let's we'll see if anybody has tried it yet. If you have, you might let us know how it feels. I would think you'd probably get maybe at least 5 to 10% more energy by just doing that clearing, by taking, you know, what you have already there, like in a bundle, in a sense, and bring it back to you. So back to you.
Wonderful. So what if we've done, like, say, 10 clearings? Should we put them all at once in the special healing box?
Yes. All at one time. You just take all the clearings that you have, just state that. All the clearings that you have there, you don't have to name them out, just all of them that are in that transport clearing, as simple as that, and you bring them back to yourself.
Okay.
So, yeah, you would not want, you could do it, but, you know, I would just do it all at one time with, like, a bundle. Put it all into you, and that's it. And do the clearing. You may want to do it more than once, possibly. Sometimes the energy might be a little strong for your body, so you may want to maybe do it. Let's say you do it once a night for a week. That way, your body can accept more of the energy. So back to you.
Okay, and just to clarify, because I think I will probably do this at some point. I have not done it yet, but will I be putting all the list of the clearings that I've done in the special box or after my name and then running it by my age?
You don't need to copy and paste all your clearings. All you want to do is specify all the ones that are there.
Okay.
So all the clearings that are there in the Earth Transport clearing, because you're already entered your name in on the clearing, you're just taking them out of there like a large bundle, and you're having those, you know, reinstated with you. So there's no need to name them. Unless you only have one or two in there, you could do it that way. But normally you want to do all the clearings that you have done, and that's going to hold you as who you are that's got collected and cleaned out. Remember, when you do a clearing, you get more spirit energy because your spirit was probably out of your body, and once you cleared away the density, now it can come back to you. If you don't know if it left after doing something else, if somebody gives you a phone call and maybe your trauma and stuff to be left again, so you're going to be getting these things back to you. Oh, it should be pretty simple. Just don't make it complicated. You just want to bring all those clearings that you do with that particular, you know, with one of those two clearings. And you may even want to try both of them if you have both, just for the heck of it. And it may take you, you know, like I said, maybe five times to do it because your body, you know, might say, gee, you know, this is a lot of energy coming into it here because it's going to come back to you in wholeness. Now, if you have blockages there, it could very possibly help you with the blockages because that healing, in a sense, will be taking place over again, what you already previously had. The energy should come back to you in wholeness, that location of your body. Remember, you don't know where in your body this blockage is going to be stored. And so you're going to get the energy back just like you had during that clearing. So back to you.
Well, I suspect it probably feel very good. You might not need caffeine that day, I guess, if you did it earlier in the day.
So the energy is coming back, but you're not going to be experiencing that clearing over again. I should state that in case it sounded that way. No, you're not going to have like a whole lifetime clearing, and if you did, say, 10 whole lifetime clearings, you're not going through 10 whole lifetime clearings. You're just getting what came back to you during that clearing, okay? So, just give it a try. We'll have to see somebody has done that and how they feel. Back to you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know, and thank you so much, listeners. There are a lot of emails in here, so I'm trying to just figure out what we can talk about next, but the number just went up, so a lot of people are writing in, which is really wonderful. Thank you so much. It always gives us a lot to talk about. Okay. So, to switch gears just a little bit, Ron, we have a question here. It says, recurring event whole life versus barcode removal for recurring events. And they're asking which one to do first and what is the difference between those two?
Hmm. Is the current one the problem one? The problematic?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the problematic event one, if that's what it's called, it has a little catchy, you know, name. That's what I call the shit happens clearing. Okay, so you're having a good day and this shit happens to you, and you go, what the heck? Does this happen to me every other week or something? And that's when you want to do that clearing. If things are recycling in your life, that look kind of similar. So that's a problematic event clearing.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is what one now?
The barcode removal for that same thing.
Oh, okay. So that's it. That's if you were born under a bad sign, okay? They have put this on you, right? And you got this barcode that automatically gives you this problem. So which one to do first, I don't know. Remember, if you know that you've had this problem for your whole life, then that's a barcode. if it just started happening to you, we'll say, and it's not something that goes on all the time, but maybe it happens, you know, off and on. Maybe you can look back in your life and go, yeah, the last 5 years I had, you know, three of these things happen like this. Well, then that probably is not a barcode. The barcode is going to be more consistent. You can just do the problematic event one. But if it's a theme in your life, then do the barcode. That's the difference.
Okay. Because you can write in exactly what you're trying to clear on that one, right?
Should be able to, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it could be maybe just a few themes that you would note in there.
Yeah, one at a time. You don't want to do more than one at a time on the themes on it.
Okay.
You know, you don't want to say, well, I have a problem where I see people dying or animals getting run over. That's one situation. And then I, you know, I'm always losing dollar bills, so that's another one. No, you just want to do one at a time so that it's off. If you don't want to run a whole bunch of stuff. So, you know, very simple, you know, do one and see how it works for you, and then do another one. Hopefully you shouldn't have much, you know, and then also figure out what the theme of your life is. Because the theme of your life is what you're living. You want to do a whole lifetime clearing to change that theme of your life. Do you deal with traumas? Do you say the word fear a lot because you're in fear? Do you say, I got my feelings hurt? And now you're dealing with the feeling body energy. So you need to know where you are. If you don't know, ask your friends. Say, what do you think of me? What's my issues? Am I fearful? Am I in anxiety a lot? Because you probably won't know because you're in the midst of it. Remember, it's like seeing the forest of the trees. You know, where's the forest? You're already in it. You probably won't know what you're dealing with, but your friends will. And then also, you talk about what comes up when you're with your friends. Whatever they're talking about is your issue. What if you wouldn't be there? So if you go out with friends, you know, party for the weekend or something, or see people all the time, and, you know, they have a theme that they're talking about, and you're listening and carrying on, which shouldn't be really there, because they're putting you on timelines, and now you're in worship after you leave them, because they just infected you onto their timeline. So you need to be very conscious of how you are going to be living your life. And after doing the clearing, you want to really look at everybody else around you, and you really want to mix with those people, because before you had your clearing, you were in their boat, and the boat was sinking. You want to jump into that sinking boat again and go out and hear all this stuff over and over again that they're dealing with, that you just cleared yourself off of by having a clearing, and now they're infecting you again. That's why you need the unlimited version. So most people go, you know, I've been there, done that. I don't want to hang out with, you know, Sally Jane or something, or Fred, because they keep talking about the same issue. And they're, you know, I don't want to be infected. But that's your choice. But once you get a clearing, you know that you're free of it. So why get into their sinking boat? So you will probably find yourself backing away from people around you, because you don't want to become infected, giving you a virus. You know, who needs that? But back to you.
Right. So just maybe stop the gossip, I guess, right?
Walk away, Renee.
Walk away, Renee. Exactly. Okay. Somebody has written that, Ron, you have stated that the earth will be no more and not recreated. Why then have the new earth clearing?
The new earth transport clearing is there to put your energy into that. Okay? So it's a safety place for you to put your energy. There's no earth created there. It's just tricky, the words that I had to use to do a transfer for the energy. So it's an energy that everybody on the earth could use, and it's a safety place to put their own uncorrupted energies into it after they do a clearing. So it's actually the energy that you lost that came back to you. So yeah, the earth will no longer, at this moment in time, be materialized after ascension. And like I mentioned, most people don't live in the now timeline, so they're continuously living in darkness. They won't know the difference anyway, because you're being switched every 10 minutes. And if you're not in the now, then you're living on a hologram that's not the real earth, which is probably most of your lives. That's why you need to be in the now. You need not to think. That's the main thing. You don't think. You're not on timelines. If you keep hearing voices in your head, or you get ideas, we'll say thoughts, you know, you shouldn't have any thoughts at all during the whole day. No. And if you have lots of thoughts, then you know that you're on timelines, because the aliens are bringing you the thought. Because you're not fishing for them. You're not thinking about a thought. It just comes into your mind. They give it to you. And now you're on that timeline. It's really simple once you catch on to it. The hardest thing is to realize that, you know, you've been lied to through your whole life and everything else about spirituality, and not knowing that the aliens are controlling you and that you're being controlled by things. People now have been talking about some of the newer cell towers, you know, transmitting energies to people, a certain frequency, we'll say, of energy, which can numb the body out and, you know, alter your consciousness. So that's available now, which has probably been here a long time. And I believe somebody mentioned it, or I heard it someplace. I won't say it's true, but they used that in Iraq to get the first, you know, in, what, 92 or whatever, you know. Anyway, it's already here, and hopefully if you're in the now, in the moment, that may not affect you that much. I can't swear to that. But remember, when you're in the now, then you're not being connected to the timelines. So the whole way to get peaceful is not to think, not to have thoughts occur. Back to you.
Oh, that is the trick. So the trick is to do the mind-to-heart drop several times a day. Oh, yep. Somebody mentioned the other day, and I thought this was such a great idea. Would it be beneficial for us to record ourselves saying it on our phone recorders? Because most people have some sort of a little voice recorder on their phone. And then if they're, like, in a line or something where you don't necessarily want to be talking to yourself, they could listen to it like they're hearing a phone call, but they're hearing themselves command their spirit to drop their thoughts down into their heart center. Would that work?
Yeah. That would definitely work, because it's your voice. And, like, you know, if you have, like, you know, an earpiece on or Bluetooth or something, yeah, that would do that for you automatically. Yes, that would work, yes.
Yeah.
Your body knowing about it.
Yes, I think that is a great idea. So thank you to the person who thought of that. Okay. All right. So this is talking about the whole earth clearing again. Dave reiterated a question. It says, do we use the whole lifetime for each age part, or do we use the special incident when we're putting in to bring our energy back from the special for the new earth? Do you understand what I mean? Like, do we write in, bring back your energy from the new earth, I guess, after our name, and then we run our age, or do we put it under the special incident, bring back our earth from the new energy, and then run it for a certain amount of minutes?
Yeah, either way should work.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Do you think we could just run it for a minute, like how the New Earth clearing is done? It's just for a minute?
I think it would take longer than that for your body to integrate. I'd probably run it for maybe when you're sleeping at night. Put it on for 8-10 hours.
Okay, cool. Great. All right, that's very helpful. All right, so somebody is learning about what's going on here and how they can, you know, gain some more basically control, but not control. So I guess just being in your heart through all of Ron's teachings. And they're learning about the timeline clearings, which is really great. And they're wondering, do we specify exactly what timeline we want to be cleared, and how long do they let the clearing run for?
That's a good question. If an issue is with you that you don't really recognize, but something happened, then there may not be a lot of energy on it. So the amount of timelines that you do would be determined by how much energy you're emitting. Let's just say that let's just say you broke your little finger, okay? So, and this is the first time in your life that you ever broken your little finger. Well, right away, that's not going to be a reoccurring event. So, and there's no barcode on it because this happened, you know, recently, we'll say one time, okay? So, how many times would you clear that? Well, I would say, well, let's see. A lot of pain, right? So now they got me hooked on pain timelines for my hurt finger, broken finger, or whatever, okay? So I would probably do 500 of them. And you want to get off of the pain timeline because you have pain. The next one is, what other timeline do you want to do? Well, you want to do the broken bone timeline. And there's probably a lot of people on that broken bone timeline because that happens all the, you know, people break their bones, and there could be lots of people there. They go, wow, this is a lot of energy here. So, you know, you may want to do at least 500 of those too, maybe even more. And then you have, you know, how you feel about that with your body. You know, maybe you feel awful that you did this. Maybe you did a stupid thing and, you know, you did it. So now you're dealing with your thoughts about how dumb you were because you knew you shouldn't have put your finger, you know, someplace and it got broken. So now you're dealing with that energy because the aliens want that energy too from you. And so that's, you know, a timeline of maybe being stupid. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there on the stupid timeline also. So that they can intermingle with you. And then you get entities from those people on those timelines who like you, and they body hop into this dimension here. Then you probably want to do timeline crashes for entities with a broken finger, okay? So how many do? You keep doing them until you feel better. So that's what you're actually doing, is backing yourself out of timelines, backing yourself out of mind control patterns. So if it's really severe and there's a lot of pain, do a lot of them, maybe even do 1,000. If there's not much pain and, you know, like you lost your dollar, you go, oh, man, I lost a dollar again. Well, you may only be on 100 timelines, you know. The aliens, you're not getting much out of it. If you lost, you know, $1,000, you know, instead of doing maybe 100, you may want to do 1,000 of them because it's a big deal to you. So that's the way it works. How much energy are you emitting? Because the more you emit, the more timelines you have to do. Back to you, Michelle.
Right. So I guess to not emit energy, you would have to be at peace and not be up and down emotionally.
Yeah, that's correct. So the more you're in emotions and the more you're in pain, the more timelines you're on. Because you're being pasted on lots of those.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and I know that you mentioned a couple shows ago that it may help to clear the whole life of whatever emotion or mental state is occurring first and then do the timeline crashes to get all that emotion out of it and then take away the possibility of the events being connected to you.
Yes, that's correct. We'll say that a different way. The timeline crash is only a Band-Aid. It'll get you off of the timeline of the situation that you're in. But if you have stuff happening to you with a similar theme, then you need to find out what energetic body or bodies are contaminated causing this to happen to you. And going a little differently, your psychic billboard is transmitting that, you know, you need to lose that $1,000, okay? So you want to find out, you know, You want to clear that. And then you also want to find out what energy body is being used where you lost that much money. And maybe it's just strictly fear. Maybe you're afraid of losing money, so you lost $1,000. So now you want to do your whole lifetime clearing of fear. And naturally, you know, if you're a fearful person, then you want to get the unlimited version because you're going to be dealing with fear. That could be the theme of your life. So what do you lose? Week you lost $1,000. Maybe you're afraid of tripping and falling. So you're afraid of that, and you go, wow, I'm tripping and falling all the time now. I didn't realize that's kind of strange. So it's still fear. You want to get rid of the fear energy. So you need to evaluate yourself. Like what I said, ask your friends what they think of you. What issues do you deal with? And even write them down. Say, write down, your emotions, mental, feeling, anxiety, fear. We have them on the website there. Write down what we have on the whole lifetime clearings. Go ask your friends. Say, am I in trauma? Do I carry trauma a lot, Is that my theme in my life? They go, nah, you're not in trauma, Oh, yeah, you're always in trauma. That's what we talk about whenever we meet, every Saturday for lunch. You're always complaining about some kind of traumatic event that you had, and you go, I didn't know that. So ask your friends. And they're going to have that same issue. So back to you.
Yeah, totally true, because you start hanging out with your friends and you start talking about all your issues, and they end up being the same issues.
I just wonder, normally, you hear people talking about their divorce, or a breakup or something. So, a person who, say, is, married or in a relationship, that's okay. You're not going to go to those people that are complaining about their relationship if yours is okay, am I right? You'd probably get on it and say, I'm sorry, I got to leave this here now. I'll leave my sandwich over here on a different table, right?
Probably, because you want to talk about how awesome your marriage is or whatever, and nobody's listening.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so somebody asked, once we do the New Earth special clearing and it is integrated, do we then have spirit with us that cannot be stolen?
Well, your spirit can get abducted anytime. So just because you have a clearing doesn't mean that your spirit can't be stolen on timelines. Because if you're thinking, of course it can be stolen. Taking your body and your spirit. So that's why you do clearings, and that's why you want to be in the present moment. So if you're daydreaming a lot, of course your spirit's stolen. And so is your body, because you're daydreaming about some other place and not in the now. The only protection is to be in the now.
Okay.
That's what we talk about all the time.
Yeah.
Don't be in the now. Keep your energy contained in your body. Just don't emit the energy out. Don't have people steal it from you. It's all very simple stuff. So, if you're, whatever you're doing, if you're afraid of having your spirit stolen, then that's because you're probably a fearful person. Do you do the fear clearing? Because not only could your spirit be stolen, you could be having other things stolen from you, too. You just happen to be looking at your spirit. So your spirit will be with you, but, as you kick it out of your body by doing experiences that are not in the now, then, and if you're out of your body, then of course it's going to be stolen because you're allowing it to go. So that's the whole thing, is you need to be in the now. So the answer to everything that we talk about is you want to be in the now, do the mind and heart drop, do the finger exercise, make sure that you're here in the now. And that's your only protection that you have. and then you're in peace. Back to you.
Well, you know, it's interesting because a lot of what I was taught about, like, Jesus and how I was raised, let's say, was basically just, you know, be at peace, be at peace, be at peace. So that's really the same thing. And it just makes it simple. You're really telling us why and all the ins and outs of why, but it is that simple to be at peace, although it's not necessarily simple to be at peace, but that is basically what it comes down to. So maybe it's not easy, but it is simple. I think that's the saying.
Yeah, but 20 seconds, you're in peace.
Yeah.
That's all. You don't want to be in love. The love is hate and anger and everything else. You want to be in peace.
Yeah, love has a duality.
Yep, and the thing in duality is going to give you problems. And the more you're in duality, the more timelines you're on. Well,
ask your friend. Hey, what's my problem? I'm sure they'll be happy to tell you.
Yeah.
No, maybe not happy, but they might tell you. Okay, so on a little bit of a different note, somebody wants to know, for psychic attacks, and I think what they mean here is a clearing dark side practitioner, because they would be the ones who would be, and that can be anybody, basically, who is using basically their mental capacities to think about you, or some people say they pray about you or they pray for you. It's all a psychic attack. So this question is, for the psychic attack clearing, can they enter more than one person or a whole group, or just say all people in this general location, don't allow them to psychic attack me? Is that possible, or is that too not specific?
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, you need to get it narrowed down a little bit more. You can do the first deception spell clearing, and that's for a situation that you're dealing with. So, you know, if you feel like you're under psychic attack by somebody, do you know who they are? If you know their name, then put their name in. In either one of those clearings. If you don't know, then you want to get the curse of sex and spell one. But the dark side practitioner is when you know that somebody with a certain name is attacking you. Or then you put the name in. The other one is more general. But, you know, you use the word all again. And I don't use the word all, because all doesn't mean anything, you know. There's no end-all, be-all. It's anything, because, you know, if you didn't think, then there could be an end-all, be-all, okay? Once you start thinking, then you're brought back into duality again. As I'm looking at this particular, you know, BBS program that we're doing now, kind of what I've been talking about through most all the shows that I've ever been on. You know, it's the same thing. You know, that's where your problems come from. It's those programs that you're running. You want to get out of the program. So the Be Here Now can help you, and the Mind of Heart Drop, naturally, you know, you want to do that all the time. You know, using the word all here, you know, do it half a dozen. 6 times a day, 10 times a day. And you do it when you're driving in your car. You know, but what's 20 seconds out of your life? You're still conscious. You know, you're not stopping your life at all. You're still seeing things, doing things, and you're just saying it out loud to get into the present moment, to get off of timelines. So, back to you.
Okay. And the second part of that is, how about the auric protection clearing, which is part of the 2012 Nano Detox clearing. So if anyone gets the 2012 Nano Detox clearing, I think it's only $25 for just your current, and then it's another $25 to run it unlimited. And it pretty much clears any kind of little particulate, thought processes, all sorts of stuff that's in our environment, and it really is amazing. But in that clearing, there is a little thing right in the middle, and it's a different color. And when you click on it, it says Auric Protection Field. And then you can write in, it only runs for 8 hours. I shouldn't say only, but it runs for 8 hours. So if you know that you're going somewhere where you're going to see a lot of people, I think that person is asking, do you write in, like, I'm going to a concert. Do I protect myself orically from everyone at that concert? And then, Ron, if you could explain exactly what that one does.
Well, what I would do is just know that, write down that you need to protect it to at the location that you're going to. You're not going to know how many people are there, so you're going to a concert and you're going to the garden, saying Bruce Springsteen will say, and you want to have your aura feel protected when you're there. That's it. Real simple.
Okay. And that one, I know when I've done it, it really does seem to make it, it almost as if it makes people think twice before they just touch you randomly or unconsciously. And it's very interesting. People stop bumping into you and rubbing up against you in crowds, and it's kind of fascinating to see it work. That's how it's worked for me.
Yeah, got it.
That's it, right? That's what it does. It stops people to...
And watch out for huggers.
Yep. I know I used to be around a lot of people who had, like, dreadlocks and stuff, and they always, like, they were always, you would think that they would want a hug, but, you know, because they were always, like, peace and love, but they'd be like, no, it's okay, I don't want to, because they didn't want lice to jump from your hair to theirs, because they didn't want to lose their dreadlocks.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
So they were probably also protecting themselves from being randomly touched by a bunch of people and picking up their energy. That's pretty cool.
You don't want those alien critters to hop on you.
Yeah, alien critters. Yeah. Oh, and I was going to say, you mentioned earlier about the fear clearing, and we've touched on it a few times and talked about it, and I know that, you know, most people would say, yeah, I have this certain fear, I'm afraid of this particular thing or whatever. But I kind of took it to mean, and I think how it's helped my life is that there's this underlying fear in your DNA that we've all had to deal with simply because we're here. And it's been so strong for thousands of years. It's just like always there. And once that fear clearing is run, it allows you to kind of just, this general anxiety that you can't even put your finger on, it just kind of goes away. You're like, oh, well, that used to bother me. Interesting.
Yeah.
I think, it's really great.
Yeah. I think everybody here on this planet is a fear of living on planet Earth.
Well, I don't blame them. There's a lot to deal with here.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of fear here, especially fear when, anyway, I won't get into reincarnation, but that's the main fear, you know?
Yeah. Well, I got to come back. What am I going to have to deal with now, this time, you know?
Yep.
So, yep, that's why we all want to make our lives better and do a lot of clearing so we can hopefully move on for once and for all.
Yep.
Okay, and I thought this one was great, Ron. It says, it's a little bit about fear, but also something else we were talking about. It says, using unlimited fear, I am afraid to gain weight. And they also clear weight /8, spelled E-I-G-H-T, which is basically weight. We were talking about losing weight, without W, and then also the number 8. And I thought that was very interesting. I never realized that the word 8 is in weight. And I have no idea really what that means, but I just found it interesting. One of our listeners wrote that in.
And if you're afraid of gaining weight, okay, is that what it was basically the question? You're afraid of gaining weight? Okay, well, if you're afraid of it, that means that you haven't owned it yet. You haven't owned maybe that you are heavy or obese or something, okay? So you don't want to have more. Otherwise, if you were happy with where you were or are, then you wouldn't have that fear. So you've got to become the reality of what you want to have so you don't have a charge on it. So that's the love it out of your life thing. I use the word love in that one because it makes sense to people who are not associated with a lot of the CLS stuff where we don't use the word love. That's in duality, but you are dealing with duality there. So you want to love it out of your life and become in oneness, in wholeness with that issue. Remember those words, gaining weight or obesity or whatever it is, you know. If you are heavy, then find the word that, you know, makes you feel awful, you know. You know, think of that one word. And you want to clear that out of your life, that word, because that word is what you're really dealing with. Those letters in that word, because it's a key word for you. Oh, you know, that word could be anything. You know, there could be words that people use. Oh, this person's fat. You know, obese would probably be a gentler way of saying it. Or, you know, maybe when you're younger, you were a little porky or something, you know, and that word means something to you, porky, you know. So, you know, find out what word that you kind of suppressed in your life, because that word is probably making you gain weight because you're holding it away from you and you haven't owned that word yet. Remember, those keywords, you know, in a sense can kill you. So you do the loving it out of your life one. We could probably talk about that on another show, I guess. We do. Maybe somebody could let us know what archive has that on there. That probably takes about 10 minutes to kind of explain it, and I've talked about it many times. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, great. So somebody wants to know, is there such a thing as soulmates in the romantic sense, or is this a darkness concept having to do with reincarnation?
Well, you do have, it does have to do with reincarnation, yes. So these are people that are stuck here like you are, and you're all on the same boat that's sinking, and you have similar issues, because the soul family, which has the soulmates in it. Now, I'm not talking about twin flames. That's something completely different. Your twin flame typically is not here. So we're not talking about twin flame energy. So your soulmates have maybe the same issue of losing money. And so this month you're all working on losing, you know, $1,000, and maybe you held your hand up because all of the soulmates that are with you in your soul family can, because the spirit energy of the soul family is unique, even though the spirits are at a different frequency, but your soul family can use that frequency, that soul family frequency, to come into your body. So you can have any one of the spirits in your soul family come into your body. That's the first thing. The next thing is that it's like a mass mind consciousness. So once one of the spirits that are in a body has solved a problem or they experience a problem, and they all understand it. It's like a mass mind consciousness. And there are some type of bodies. Maybe you're the only one in your soul family who has that $1,000 to lose. All the other ones could be in a different country, and $1,000 is just out of their realm of experience. You know, maybe they're only making a quarter an hour or something, and you are the one who and lose the most, so they look at you and go, oh, this person has a lot of money. We'll only make like 50 cents a day here, but God, you know, you got $1,000 in your bank account. You know, we'll get you to take it out of the bank and put it in your pocket to go buy something, and you get it stolen, and we're going to have that experience knowing what it's like to go into your body also to feel that anguish and being upset, everything else, because you wanted to learn that particular lesson. This is all dark side stuff, the duality. They wanted to know what it's like. because they think they're not good enough yet. Remember, adult families are only there because you are attempting to figure out how to get out of here, okay? And that's another thing the dark side does for everybody. So you have a soul family, which is trying to analyze Earth and to make everything correct so that you can leave. You remember, because you're all in that same boat and it's sinking. And that's why something's happened to you and you go, man, why did this happen to me? It shouldn't have happened. I know that lesson. Well, somebody in your soul family needed to know it, and you just happened to volunteer, and your spirit sabotaged you. Why did it sabotage you? Because you're not in the now and you're living on timelines. So if you're in the now, you'll probably not have any of those experiences because it's not a duality. Remember, when you're in the now, you're not in duality. Because you're not living on timelines. You're stopping the energy of the aliens controlling you in time, in motion. So when you're in the now, at that point, the timeline and your life would be stopped, and then you're at peace. They don't want you to be at peace. So hopefully that helped you. Well, yeah, the soul family is where you incarnate into, force reincarnation, and that is all dark side stuff, and it's all in duality. So that's you.
Yeah, and I know that you have a really good soul family clearing, and it has multiple parts to disconnect you from soul family members who will probably, you'll be continually meeting throughout your life, or you probably maybe were born into the family, was your soul family. And it does help to disconnect them. It doesn't mean they won't be in your life if you don't choose. It doesn't mean you can't ever see them again. It just means they're not so, I don't know, they don't have so much pull on you or something. What would you say about that clearing, Ron?
In a sense, that's correct, yeah. Got a couple of minutes to go here, it looks like. But, yeah, people have talked about doing the soul family clearing because, at the end of the year, we basically have Thanksgiving and also Christmas, where people typically get together. And that's when all the families get together, we'll say, unless you have, a summer picnic or something. But, you do that clearing, and all of a sudden the people may not bring up situations from the past, because all the people that you're seeing during these events more than likely are in your soul family.
Mm-hmm.
And they know you very well. And you know them and your quality. You go, oh, I don't want to go to this. You're going to bring up the time that this happened and that happened, and I've been there, done that, but they still remember it. You do that clearing, and all of a sudden everybody's at peace because they're not connected to that, because you chose to, in a sense, back out of the situation by doing that soul family clearing, and they won't be tormenting you. So that's sort of the way it works. So back to you.
That's great. Okay, is there any clearings, Ron, that you want to do as a sample, maybe about soul family or fear before we close tonight?
I'll do one for fear. So think of what one of your fear issues would be, because I can only clear one of them. So just get out your book of fear. It's probably on your library wall there. It's probably about 3 foot thick. So just grab that big book and thumb through it and look at one of your fears that you have or had. And I'll count to five to clear that one little paragraph out of that book. So it won't be there any longer. You can have peace energy. So here we go. One fear. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. There. So that should be released from you. And that's that one incident. So let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. And actually, we'll do it together. So you want to say out loud, maybe after me, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them down into my heart. And here we go. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards, as we can do together. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, seven, six, five, four, three, two, and one. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, there you go. So now you're at peace energy. And remember, when you're at peace, there's no more timelines that you're living until you start to think. So stay peaceful. When you start to think a lot or somebody gives you a phone call, then do the mind a heart drop and put you back into peace again. 20 seconds, all it takes to become peaceful. So here we go, everybody. Thank you all. And hope to see you on Saturday for this special call coming up here. And it's 10 o'clock, and it's the Alien Android Hardware Removal Call. So it was quite interesting last time. So this is the second call that we are doing for this one. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies, come behind the scenes there. And bye, everyone. Good evening.